But you know who else ended up his life fine? The Apostle Paul. Now think about it. The Apostle Paul probably went through more persecution than anybody else that we read about in Scripture, right? Think about the afflictions that the Apostle Paul went through. He was beaten with rods. He was thrown in prison over and over again. He was whipped and scourged. He was shipwrecked. And he was at the point of being killed by the Roman guards because they were just going to kill all the prisoners and everything. And one time he was even stoned, and they stoned him, and they thought he was dead. They're like, oh, he's dead, and they leave him there, and then he gets up and walks away because he was still alive. So Paul went through a lot of persecution, right? But look what the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17. Let me turn there myself. Actually, I want to start reading a little earlier than what I have in my notes, so let me just turn there myself. 2 Timothy chapter 4. It says in verse 16, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, a lot of people will tell you, oh, the Apostle Paul was beheaded by the Romans. That's not in the Bible anywhere. And in fact, I think that that's unscriptural, because if you study this passage, just a few verses earlier in verse 6 and 7, he said, I'm now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. He said, I'm about ready to depart. And he's talking about departing into being with Christ. He's talking about dying a physical death. Yet a few verses later, he says, the Lord delivered me from every evil work. I went through all these persecutions, you know, but I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. I was delivered from all the evil works of man. I believe from the top of my head to the bottom of my foot that the Apostle Paul died of natural causes. Because if you read the book of Acts, which is the story, a lot of it is the story of the Apostle Paul. It ends up, the last words of the book of Acts, he's on house arrest. He's living in his own house. He's preaching every day. His friends are coming over to his house every day. No man's forbidding him to preach the gospel. He can preach whatever he wants from the Bible. He can say whatever he wants. He continues for 2 years. Why would the book of Acts end on such a positive note? And then like, oh, by the way, here's what we're not going to tell you. They chopped off his head right after that. That's not a biblical teaching. That's man's history, and it's all legend and folklore. The Bible says that he was going to be preserved from that and delivered from the lion, and he talks about his death is impending, but it doesn't sound like it's coming from man. It sounds like he's just an old man that's about to die. He knows he's about to die. Why do I bring that up? Because the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Did Paul go through a lot of afflictions? Yeah, he's beaten, he's in prison, all these different things, stoned. Did he go through pain? Did he go through suffering? But you know what? In the end, he was blessed. And the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all.